Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Hare Hare, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, please remain facing Giriraj. You don't have to look at me. We have according to this, 12 more minutes for this session. Sometimes when we chant, we are experiencing some disconnectedness. It's almost as if the chanting is like goes on in one way, like a train which goes to its destination, but we have not yet entered. We are far away. So on an initial level, it helps to just make a little check. Am I attentive? And a good posture certainly helps to be more attentive. Then do I chant the syllables of the name in an audible way, because remember the way we do japa, it is about receiving the holy name through the audio channel, that means the ear, the oral channel, we say. So you need to see, am I making the right sound, and then do I hear properly. This afternoon we will learn how to add devotional feelings to all of this, but for now I just request you sit properly, then just make the sound vibration as clear as possible. Some of you might chant mentally, that's also alright, but you have to see that the mantra is there, and then listen to yourself chant sincerely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna. Just very briefly at the end, sitting like this before Giriraj and chanting will have a great effect on us. You could call it, if you want to use a name, passive spirituality, or receiving something without so much depending on your own effort. Yes, we certainly make an effort to chant as nice as we can, but in comparison to what we receive, this is a minimal. We receive so much more. I would like to give you a little example which came to my mind. I did not find it in the Well, yes, there is an example like this. The Holy Name is often compared with the sun. And when you chant, it's compared with the sunrise as you go through the various levels of chanting. The Holy Name manifests himself more and more like the sun, which rises. So what happens in a sunrise? Don't we all know we receive the sun rays, and the sun rays take care of our health. They warm our cold body up. Those of us who are maybe interested in a nice brown skin color, the sun will make us brown. It's not something where we have much of a part to do. We just have to be there and receive the energy of the sun. And then that energy does everything, make us warm, make us healthy, and so on and so forth. So chanting like this before Giri Govardhan, just looking at Giri Raj, chanting and hearing the name, is something like a sunrise of the Holy Name in the heart, which will do something for you. I encourage you to come every day and practice this and do it, and you will see at the end of the retreat some unexplainable effect will be there. I wish you now a good meal and a healthy fire of digestion. That's very important. And see you later during the day. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Hare Krishna. Those of us who like to continue to chant, you're of course most welcome. This pandal does not close.